the Popular Rotorcraft Association has a new president, all of a sudden. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Scott Lewis, who is a professional exterminator, but we're not here to talk about bugs. Scott is also the president of the Sun State Wing and Rotor Club, which is PRA Chapter 26, which is best known for putting on the Benson Days event in Wauchula, Florida, each April. Scott has recently become the president of the Popular Rotorcraft Association, the parent organization. We're here to talk today to Scott a little bit about how that came about, what his goals are. And Scott, thanks for taking some time out to talk to our listeners today.
My pleasure, Paul.
Well, Scott, first, let's talk about your background in the sport. The Popular Rotorcraft Association was an outgrowth originally of the Benson Gyrocopter Owners Group back in the 60s, has kind of branched out to encompass a little bit wider group of enthusiasts, including experimental helicopters. Tell us how you got involved in the sport and specifically how you got involved in Chapter 26.
Well, I got involved with the sport actually probably 30 years ago with Ernie Boyette, when Ernie was basically putting rotor blades on broomsticks and flying them. And I was always fascinated with it, but didn't really get into it until the last 8 to 10 years. After I purchased one and learned to fly it, I joined 26, went to a couple of Benson Days, really liked what I saw, and everything expanded from there.
Scott, how did you become president of the chapter, and what made you want that role?
What happened with 26 is we were all at the New Year's fly-in, which was held at River Ranch one year, and I just went there for the dinner that they were having for everyone, and before you know it, they were having elections, and before you know it, I was elected president. It was not something that I planned to do or sought to do. It just happened, you know. Mm-hmm. and that's exactly the way it happened.
The Benson Days event, how do we put this kindly, had kind of fallen on hard times in a number of ways.
Uh-huh.
Attendance was down, you know, enthusiasm was down. Can you think of anything specific that has happened in the past couple of years to bring it back under your leadership? Because it really has come back.
Well, the only thing we did was we really enhanced safety. We tried to make it much more family-oriented. We have events there for the children. You know, it's not just, you know, dad coming to the fly-in anymore and the wife sitting in the car waiting for him to come down, which we've set up activities for the entire family. You know, the kids got the big super slides there, and we set up events for the family to, say, go to Cypress Gardens. And, you know, we just tried to turn it around and make it a fun event. And a lot more to offer. From morning till night, there's always something going on now.
Let's fast forward to your role in the Popular Rotorcraft Association. Now, back in early February, some things had been kind of languishing for a while, and all of a sudden things, it seemed like, started happening very, very quickly. What prompted all these changes, and how did that come down?
Well, with what happened with the PRA, at first it was with Rusty, and Rusty was called back to duty, so Rick Marshall was elected president,
mm-hmm.
and he was serving, and for some personal reasons, which I don't know all the details, he had to step down. Tim O'Connor, which, you know, immediately stepped in as president, really didn't have the time to put into it that he would have liked. So they asked me, you know, because they've seen what we did with Benson Days, how we turned it around. And the previous year, I showed some interest in getting more involved with the PRA because I knew I could be an asset to him.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked me, he said, you know, would you be interested in doing this sort of thing? And I've had a little free time on my hands, so I said, absolutely. And that's basically how it came about. They had to make some amendments to the bylaws.
I think you had to be on the board for 3 years.
That is correct.
You know, that's one of those kind of bylaws. A lot of organizations have things built into their bylaws that sort of guarantee some inertia.
Uh-huh.
You know, in other words, they're kind of set up so that things cannot change too quickly in order to preserve the culture of the organization.
Uh-huh.
I think in this case, and I've been a PRA member for years now, I think maybe people were ready for a change in the culture. Some of the complaints that happened briefly right after all these changes happened in a matter of a few days leading up to February 9th when you were elected. Some people were saying PRA was moving too fast, and I had to laugh because I don't know of anybody who's ever said that.
Well, you know, this is this is true. We've made some serious changes right away, and the good thing is the board gave me the reins to do what I needed to be fit, and everything became stagnant. There was always a lot of talk, a lot of great plans, but nothing ever got implemented. I didn't really do anything special. We just implemented a bunch of plans that they had already discussed. So it's not that I came in and made a bunch of changes. What I did was I just implemented the things in place and pushed them through. So that's really all I've done, and I've tried getting the enthusiasm back and creating a real need for the PRA, and that's what it's all about. You know, we want to promote safety, we want to promote fun, the ease of flying these gyrocopters and helicopters, and I just have a real desire to do this. It's something that I really wanted to do, and I enjoy doing it.
Okay, a couple of the changes that have happened fairly quickly. One, a huge one. Is the magazine change. Rotorcraft magazine's been around for decades. Declining membership is a tough thing for anybody who's trying to publish a traditional magazine. And now the popular Rotorcraft Association's content is going to become one-third of a new magazine that grew out of Ultraflight called Powered Sport Flying. How hard a decision was that? It seemed like that one had been kind of sitting on the back burner for a while.
Well, it was sitting on the back burner, and I looked at it, and I saw it was a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. First of all, we introduced our sport to 5,000 more aviation enthusiasts, because that's what the circulation was on that particular magazine. Now it's up to 7,000 and something. The cost of producing the magazine dropped substantially. So we come out ahead on all fronts. First of all, the PRA's magazine dropped down to six issues per year. Now we're going back to 12 issues per year. And we get to share it with the rest of the aviation industry. So, you know, it gives us a lot more content to read, and they get to read a lot more about us. So I think it's a good thing for all.
My guest is Scott Lewis, the new president of the Popular Rotorcraft Association. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approaches. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with Scott Lewis, president of the Popular Rotorcraft Association, talking about some new initiatives within the PRA. And Scott, you have alluded to more communications changes coming. I know one of the things that has been kind of a problem for the PRA over the years has been that a lot of people worked very hard for the sport and in a lot of cases were too modest for their own good. And nobody really knew what the board or the leadership was doing. It looks like you're trying to turn that around.
We are. We're definitely trying to become much more transparent. Todd from the forum is helping us out in all kinds of ways. He's working on giving us our own section, a members-only section, and everything that the board will be doing will be, you know, discussed in that. It will be a private section, which will be for the members. Also, for that, we're putting a how-to section, an expert section, and things in there. We're just trying to get a lot more to offer our members.
Well, Scott, before we get out of this today, tell us a little bit about Benson Days 2010, when it's coming up, and what people need to know about it if they're interested in seeing gyroplanes fly for the first time.
Well, absolutely. Benson Days is this year. It's a week after Sun and Fun. It's going to be from April 21st through the 25th. It will have probably every gyroplane imaginable in it. And also, we're introducing and welcoming the PPCs to come down and join us. You know, we have lots of room. We have lots of camping, lots of activities. So it's not just for the gyroplanes. It's for everyone.
Do you have any specific goals for the Popular Rotorcraft Association over the next couple of years? What would you like to see happen in a perfect world? What would change between now and, say, 2 years from now?
I would like to see it to where anyone that has anything to do with rotorcraft understands the real need to belong to the PRA, because it's there to help promote their safety and knowledge and to better the sport. That's my whole goal, is to create a real need for the PRA.
Yeah, I've heard people who are members of the PRA, longtime members of the PRA in some cases, refer to it almost as a magazine subscription. And I've always thought that was a little sad that, you know, when you think of AOPA or EAA, you think of advocacy organizations that also have a magazine. Is it fair to say that PRA needs to show more value to its members outside of being just a subscription?
Well, absolutely, and that's what I was referring to. I mean, we're now working on getting insurances sponsored by the PRA, having, like, expert sections that people can call up to that belong to the PRA and get professional advice on, anywhere from building the gyros to right down to the engines. So that's exactly what we're doing. It's no longer just a magazine subscription, and yes, I believe you're right. That's what it became, and that's definitely what we're moving away from.
Well, Scott, it sounds like you're bringing some energy to the process, and personally, I like what I'm seeing so far. We want to stay in touch as things roll on, and go get them.
Well, Paul, I certainly thank you for this chance to speak with y'all.
Scott Lewis is the new president of the Popular Rotorcraft Association. You can find out more at PRA.org. To get up-to-date information on the Benson Days fly-in next month, visit BensonDays.com. That's spelled B-E-N-S-E-N. The Rotary Wing Forum has about 2,500 active posters worldwide and several times that many readers. You can find it at RotaryForum.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.